Sorry about that little jump halfway through there. But that's what happens when you drop a brick on the turntable, you see. Sorry about that once again. Now, 7 minutes now out of 5 o'clock, and I have two more names in connection with rain. I'd like to mention Vivian Grant and Linda Cresswell. Hope you don't mind sharing with our two other friends of Ipswich in Suffolk. Right? All right. And this goes out to Mary of Ipswich. And also, we have so many letters today, it's incredible. And also for Tinik Mulder of Van Strata 71, Briel in Holland, for your friend Jennifer, who lives at Beverly Parks, Woodmansey in Yorkshire. Righty-ho, under the first Stones track of the day, which happens to be Satisfaction. A great big number indeed, which has been requested by... I've got letters all over the place here. That's right, June Terrell of Four Hayes Cottages Steep near Petersfield in Hants. June Terrell. Thank you, June, for many nice cards and letters. Marvellous. Right, June, for you, coming up in just a few moments. And also a card which is signed simply Judy of Dorking in Surrey. Sensational Stones, and they're a very big song indeed. Satisfaction, a sound you heard right here on the fabulous 5x4 show. 11 and a half minutes after 5 o'clock, and we have a track from Revolver coming up right now. And if you've written in for a request for a thing from Revolver, this may be you. Hold on, let's see. Sandra Coleman of Gillingham in Kent. Sandra Coleman of Gillingham in Kent. You want to hear one of these tracks, Tomorrow Never Knows, and it's going out to you, and you say, what's this? I had a job getting all the titles down. Oh, you gave me quite a choice from Revolver, and this is the track we've chosen for you, Sandra Coleman of Gillingham. All right, now we go over to North Kensington, London West 10. North Kensington, in fact, in Balby Road. In fact, number 54, which means, of course, you, Carol Gardner. Are you listening in, Carol? Thanks to you, Carol. And you say, please play Tomorrow Never Knows from the Beatles LP Revolver next Thursday, August 11th, for my pal Catherine Maloney. Catherine, who lives at 30 Aberdeen Road, Wheelstone, Harrow in Middlesex. She's a keen John Lennon fan. And I'd like to include myself, as I also think this track is the greatest. So for you, Carol, and Catherine, and also Sandra, here comes John Lennon and the boys. Right, time to remind you of our address on the 5x4 program. Love to hear from you. Don't forget we feature, Beatle and Stone requests only for a full 30 minutes. And we'd like to request, please, if possible, on a postcard. And also, again, make a note of the day you want to hear your record played. Right? Right. And also, lots of people write in from time to time for things like photographs, autographs, car stickers, photographs, etc., etc. Love to get these letters, but if you do want any sort of reply, please enclose the stamped address envelope. All right? I haven't got that off my chest. Let's give you the address. 5x4 Show, Radio City, Denmark Street, London, WC2. All right? Make a note of it. 5x4. Radio City, Denmark Street, London, WC2.
299. Your Tower of Power.
Your Tower of Power, yes indeed. How does he get such a deep voice as that? I don't know. 16 and a half minutes after 5 o'clock city time.
Tomorrow will again be cloudy with some sunshine, and for a lot of people, it'll be a dull day.
Many thanks indeed, Ross, there. For the weather. And as you've probably heard, ladies and gentlemen, our managing director, Mrs. Dorothy Calvert, was fined £100 today at Southend and has stated that she'll not appeal against the findings of the case, which means tonight, of course, at midnight, Radio City goes off the air for the last time, apparently, because we're operating within territorial waters.
At the end of last year, in December, two pirate radio stations started up off New Zealand. And New Zealand has a pretty... they already run their radio the same way as televisions run here. They have the government channel and the government commercial channel that is controlled by the government. The only thing is they have great restrictions on ads, and they don't allow ads on Sunday and all this. And two pirate stations set themselves up off New Zealand, and the government said, okay, you go ahead and do it. And if in 12 months you're still running and you've proved you're successful and you've got listeners, the government says, you're ashore. You can set yourself up.
This is a forward-looking government. I'm thinking, you know, I just don't understand it quite.
This bit about taking up frequencies in the medium wave band is rubbish, as Ross says, because take, for example, the state of Victoria, which is the smallest state in Australia. Now, this has 25 commercial stations on the air and on quite high wattage, quite high power, and these stations do not interfere with stations in other neighbouring states whatsoever.
Control.
I think the most hilarious thing, which probably Ian and Alan will probably remember, and possibly you, Paul, as well, I don't know if Russ will remember this, but it was quite a few months ago, and the government, of course, is so dead set against pirate radio stations at the present time, but it was finally brought to light by the Times, I think, of all newspapers. I might be wrong here, but in actual fact, we won't mention the station, but in actual fact, a few of the backers, the advertisements which appeared, which came over the airways of this certain radio station, were government-backed.
That's right, the Egg Marketing Board.
Some oil company, wasn't it?
And some oil company, the Egg Marketing Board and some oil company. These were government-backed, and the government was paying this so-called pirate radio station to put over these commercials. And the time right now on Radio City, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly 12 midnight, so from Alan Clark.
Well, what can you say? Simply, goodbye, and many thanks to everyone. I've enjoyed my spell on Radio City, and keep in touch, okay?
Paul Kramer.
Thank you, Tom. I'd like to say a very good night to everybody and thank them for a most enjoyable 10 months, and I hope that the listeners do something anyway to get us back on the air, because tomorrow morning, when you switch on, there'll be nothing on 299.
Ian McRae.
Well, just goodbye and good morning, and thanks for everything in the past. Been wonderful listeners. Without sounding too sentimental here, all the best of luck to you, and goodbye for now. We'd like to go.
For me, Tom, it was for the very last time on Radio City. It's a very good night to you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless. And thank you for being a marvellous audience. Good night and goodbye. Bye. Bye.